From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 3rd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Daily Mail that one of the newly named Phase 2 Broadband for All recipients has suggested it may opt out of the plan. The Germantown-based internet provider GTEL Telecommunications was awarded $5.3 million in state funding on Tuesday, February the 28th, to expand its network. The general manager, Jason Shelton, said the company was not happy, and I quote, with the patchwork area they were assigned, end quote. GTEL requested $7.6 million in its application and planned to use the money to provide service to all of Germantown, Claremont, Livingston, Taconic, and Gallatin, Shelton said. Instead, GTEL received less funding than it requested, and both Frontier Communications and Fairpoint Communications received grants to expand broadband service in GTEL's area. GTEL currently serves 76 square miles of territory in and around Germantown and may not find it economically feasible to run lines the way the state plan reads, Shelton said. The company may have to run lines through another service provider's territory, but be unable to hook up properties to the other services provider's land. Shelton said, and I quote, "So we're going to have to go back to the engineering table to see how cost-effective it is to do," end quote. When asked if GTEL would reject the state plan, Shelton said, and I quote, "At this point, I don't really have an answer one way or the other because I don't know how the engineering plans will play out," end quote. The company would most likely be able to come back with a decision in a couple of weeks, he said. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the mayor of Tivoli and two members of the village board are seeking re-election on March the 21st. All three candidates are running uncontested, and their names will appear on the Tivoli first line on the ballot. Mayor Joe Griffin is seeking a second term. Griffin, 42, is a lifelong village resident and is an artist and painter. Before he became mayor, he was a member of the village board. The top priority for the village, he said, and I quote, is the water and sewer system, which is now 80 years old, end quote. Susan Israti is seeking a sixth term on the village board. Israti, 71, is a retired pension investment manager for General Motors and has lived in the village for 11 years. Israti cited work on the village waterfront and an improved village water system as her priorities. Christopher Murphy is seeking his first full term on the board after being appointed to fill a vacancy in May of 2016. Murphy, 46, is a chef at the Track Haven Whiskey Pub and a lifelong resident of the village. Murphy said a priority for the village is restoring its recreation program. The polls will be open on March 21st from noon to 9 p.m. at the firehouse at 2 Tivoli Commons. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that state education leaders are seeking public input on a developing statewide plan to comply with the Every Student Succeeds Act, the federal law that replaced No Child Left Behind last year. Specifically, the State Education Department wants ideas on how to hold schools accountable for student success, potential alternative testing methods, and possible interventions for low-performing schools. State Ed will hold public meetings across the state this month in an effort to gather input from students, teachers, administrators, and parents. Questar 3 BOCES will hold four meetings at the central office in Castleton on March 8th, 9th, 11th, and 17th. The meetings will cover 14 questions on issues like potential new innovative assessment practices New York may wish to pilot, assessment and accountability requirements for English language learners, and the design of the state's public school accountability system. The most recent information on the proposed meetings can be found at p12.gov/accountability. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand will visit A. Ohms & Sons Dairy Farm in Valencia at 10 a.m. today, March the 3rd, and host a roundtable discussion with local farmers and producers. Gillibrand, a member of the Senate Agricultural Committee, will hold a discussion about local agricultural issues. Emily Masters and Robert Gavin report in the Albany Times-Union that Maria de Jesus Cantanero Mercado of Hudson was not detained by immigration officials in Albany on March 1st. Her husband, Romero Martinez Conchon, was arrested by federal immigration officials February the 7th in his driveway as his 12-year-old and 6-year-old sons watch. The family is from El Salvador. Martinez Conchon, now in Rensselaer County Jail, faces criminal prosecution for re-entry after deportation, a federal felony punishable by up to 20 years. 25 protesters from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and the Capital Region Group New Sanctuary for Immigrants protested outside March 1st as Mercado checked in with immigration authorities in Albany, fearful that she would also be deported. The mother of two holds monthly meetings with immigration officials to verify her whereabouts and activity. The Reverend Shannon Vance Ocampo said on Wednesday after Mercado's latest check-in, and I quote, if she was deported, what would happen to her children, end quote. She was not arrested and, for now, will continue to check in with immigration officials each month. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that at a February 16th town board meeting, Antrim Town Supervisor Art Basin said that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation just purchased 689 acres in Antrim and Taconic to create the Doodletown Wildlife Management Area. The Antrim land accounts for 325 acres and lies between Doodletown and Westfall Roads, said the supervisor. The DEC will make a formal announcement about the purchase in a few weeks. DEC Natural Resources Supervisor Peter Innes wrote the board, and I quote, the DEC is interested in protecting and enhancing important habitat for a variety of wildlife species, especially the New England cottontail rabbit. This is a species of greatest conservation need in New York and a candidate species for federal listing as threatened or endangered, end quote. Eventually, the DEC might acquire up to 1,500 acres in Antrim and Taconic to expand the wildlife area. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman reports that there will be rolling road closures in Kingston on March the 4th for the planned People's March for Education Justice. The march, one of several throughout the country, begins at 1 p.m. at Academy Green at Clinton and Albany Avenues. Between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m., Maiden Lane will be closed between Albany and Clinton Avenues, and Broadway will be closed between St. James and Andrew Streets. Organizers are protesting the education policies of President Donald Trump and U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Congressional representatives of people who live in the Hudson Valley released statements on March the 2nd about investigations into Russian interference in the recent presidential election in the United States. Congressman John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, issued a statement that was little more than what he said before, and I quote, an investigation into Russia's influence into the 2016 election must be handled in a secure manner so that our vital national security information is not leaked and used against us by our enemies. I believe that the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence is the most appropriate venue to do that, and I am encouraged that both the committee's Republican and Democrat members agree to proceed with a deeper investigation into these allegations, end quote. While Faso wants to keep things secret, New York Senator Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand released much more specific statements after revelations that Attorney General Jeff Sessions did not answer a question at his confirmation hearing accurately. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants Sessions to resign after reports that Sessions spoke to Russia's ambassador twice last year while Sessions was working as a top advisor and surrogate for Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Schumer said, and I quote, there cannot be even a scintilla of doubt about the impartiality and fairness of the Attorney General, the top law enforcement in the land, because the Department of Justice should be above reproach. For the good of the country, Attorney General Sessions should resign, end quote. On Twitter, Kirsten Gillibrand said, and I quote, it's clear that Attorney General Sessions gave false testimony under oath at his hearing. This should disqualify him from leading the Justice Department. I am calling for a special prosecutor and a 9/11-style commission to get to the bottom of Russia's ties to the Trump administration and election hacking, end quote. The WGXC Radical Radio 2017 Winter Pledge Drive continues. WGXC must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered snow showers mainly after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 33 degrees. For Friday night, scattered snow showers again, mainly before 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 11 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 23 degrees. Saturday night, it will be clear with a low around 4 degrees. The wind chill values as low as minus 8 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 33 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. Sunrise today was at 6:25 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:48 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the third day of March 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.